To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There were plenty of decisions in the game, plenty of decisions in the season, plenty of drops in the game, all of that throughout the year. But that moment right there, that decision to go for fourth down, that ended the Kansas City Chiefs 2025 season. And I understand the drop happened, and this is not the same in other weeks when you could say, well, if they would have got it, you would have said he was a genius. No, this is where you and I differ a lot, Cody, on the analytics stuff. And I know we're in agreement on this decision, but
yes,
where we differ in a lot of times where people will cite, well, the analytics say that actually it was the right or wrong decision in any moment. We've done this throughout the entire season.
Analytics hates a 50-50, by the way.
Yeah, analytics are very useful. However, they do not account for game script, flow of the game, the vibes, if you will, of a football game. That was a defensive battle last night. Your defense was dominating in the second half. Why on earth would you hand at minimum 3 points to the Texans? It turned out to be 7 whatsoever. And then even if you want to convince yourself that it was the right call to go for it, you go empty on 4th and 1. You eliminate half your playbook. That's what they did. So yes, this is not alleviating the players from not making plays, but that decision by Andy Reid was by far the worst of the 2025 season and one of the worst of his tenure in Kansas City, Cody. What the hell were you doing on that 4th down? The fact that in the first half they're punting on the plus side of the field. Yet on that spot at your own 30, you're going for a 4th and 1 when your defense wasn't allowing the Texans to do anything. You're giving them free points. That's what you did.
This is the issue in the overall. Because, like, let's just say I was fine with him going for it. Because in a weird way, I kind of got the emotion, right? Mahomes just fought off a guy and got it within a yard. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to trust him to get a yard. Kareem Hunt has been one of the most successful short yardage backs in the entire NFL this year. You don't even want to use him as a threat? You don't even want to pretend like he might hypothetically, potentially, even in a weird world, touch the football. So, like, you've taken away, and that's a huge problem. My biggest issue, and I swear to you, I've pointed this out for years. This was just a culmination of it. It pisses me off the way Andy handles 4th down because he's stupid with it. He is a great, all-time great, Hall of Fame level head coach. He is an idiot on his 4th down decision making. Overall, in his entire career, he's so stupid with it because he has no rhyme or reason. The problem I have is he doesn't have a plan. In the Dallas Cowboys game, he had one of the worst punts that you could possibly have in a cowardly, high-scoring game where he punts the ball away. In this game, it was 4th and 1.5 inside the 15-yard line, and he kicked a field goal that Harrison Butker barely made and settled for 3 because it looked like maybe the game. So, okay, he settled for the field goal because it felt like maybe the game was going low scoring. I'll take the 10-10 and let's just get ourselves even. And then you go for it? Where's your reasoning? Can you just have a plan? Because what I think it is, I genuinely, and if it's outside of this, I'm stunned. I genuinely think they go into the office and they say, we're never going to meet on what our plan is for 4th down. We're just on vibes. They've never had a meeting at this point is what I'm convinced. They've never sat down in an office and said, when do we go for it? When do we not go for it? Do we go for when the numbers go for it or when the game flow goes for it? No, they just sit in a moment and he's like, go for it. He's like Two-Face and he flips a coin and he just decides his own fate. That's my issue, is that there's no consistency or method to his madness on 4th down. It's the only thing where it seems like he doesn't have a system and he just does what he feels.
Now he
like.
Claims, of course, that he meets on Fridays, I think it is, with their analytics guy, and they go through. But I understand that someone said if the players execute on that play, we're not talking about it. I'm just telling you, and like you weren't sitting next to me in the press box, but like I don't. This is not some hindsight 2020. A lot of times people say, well, if the play is executed, then you would be calling him a genius. And no, that was a 10-10 game. A 10-10 game. Clearly not going to be a high-scoring affair. Late in the game, your offense is still struggling. You know the issues throughout the entire season as well. You're going up also against, let's not forget, as much as we're critical of the Chiefs' own mistakes, the Texans are the best defense in football.
Yep.
And you're going for it in that spot. You punt the ball. Your defense stops them again, most likely. You don't allow, or make C.J. Stroud go and drive 60-plus yards and prove that he can do that, something he really hadn't done other than maybe one time the entire night or twice the entire night. That's the issue. And then, yes, the play call also just flat-out sucked.
Yeah, that part.
You eliminate half your playbook anytime you go empty like that. It makes no sense. And they, Cody, I think it was the prior possession or two possessions before the touchdown from Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt kind of bailed them out on that one too. It was a shotgun run from the 2 yard line on a fourth and one.
That one, yeah, that was a complete bailout because I didn't like that play call either. And look, maybe Andy Reid just doesn't have the personnel. Maybe you know this works. Play calling is an ebb and flow thing, and sometimes you're better at it and worse at it. My thing, like the fourth down decision, though, it's a culmination of like an actual flaw he has as a coach, because there isn't this whole season and his entire career. Gold, you're right. He maybe meets with them and he sits in that meeting and he lets him tell him what the numbers say, but he doesn't care in the moment, because you're right. In that game yesterday, you know, you and I have been doing the show together a really long time. You know where I stand on aggressiveness. You know where I stand on the analytics of it. You know that I am pro go for it. So often, like way more than even maybe a
standard. Yeah, you and I argue about this all the time because typically I don't want them to go for it.
I am pro go for it. And even on that play, Gold, I wanted them to punt. Do you hear this? Even I, in that moment, it was 10-10. It was a slugfest and your defense was riding a heater. There was a time in which I almost always say, yeah, sure, go for it. That felt like a safe time to punt. Because even if they were going to score a touchdown or a field goal, man, Texans were going to have to work for it.
Well, you just zap your momentum for your defense too, and energy from your defense when you put them in
that particular spot.
That was the end of the 2025 season. Now, Andy Reid was asked about the fourth down decision.
I thought we could get it. That was the decision. You know, I was confident we could. You know, we could do that. So it's important that you take advantage of opportunities. I thought it was an opportunity. I was wrong. No, I mean. Hindsight, it was wrong. We've been pretty good on fourth downs. I messed that one up.
But he said play field position a week ago against Dallas. So when is it? It's just when Andy feels like it. Again, that's the issue. It's not that you can't take advantage of a good situation. It's just when Andy feels like taking advantage or trying to take advantage. It's not, again, I'm with you. I wouldn't have called him a genius. I would have been like, oh,
it was just an unnecessary risk.
Yeah.
Like, by all means, pick your spots and be aggressive. That's, in fact, we were giving him credit early on in the season when the offense wasn't rolling either. You know, that, hey, they're being a little more aggressive. Yeah, but it's when they're on their opponent's 45 and it's the first half or whatever. Not when it's clearly a defensive game, it's tied, you're still in a nice spot, you got all the momentum. All right, it sucks you got a punt, but you punt. And then you compound, it with the bad play call on top of it. So this was not just about that it didn't work. It was the decision to begin with. And yeah, I think as much as there was so many other blunders in the game, and don't get me wrong, there were. I mean, the Rashee Rice drops continue to be ridiculous. Travis Kelce, of course, throughout this season, Cody, we're going to talk about it in 10 to 12 minutes. Throughout the season, there's been three games where you could argue some of his drops have directly cost them a football game. And that's a guy that otherwise, you know, we would say statistically has had a good year, but he's had three massive blunders as well. It's just been this is how you have seasons like this when you're coming off, you know, a Super Bowl appearance and expectations are still sky high. And how on earth did we get here at 6-7 when we have so many issues and when you have brutal, brutal coaching mistakes throughout the entire season? When you look like, while you haven't been, okay, but right this second, you look like a poorly coached football team. Yeah. That's the reality. They haven't been poorly coached throughout the entire run, duh. But right now, this has been, in this 2025 season, there have been far too many moments where they look like a poorly coached football team. That's Andy, that's Spags, that's Matt Nagy, that's Dave Tove, on and on and on. We can go to positional coaches.
Yeah, and look, I see the text line. There's always a few that are like, fire Reed, fire Veach.
Well, that's not happening.
Get rid of all of them. We'll talk about maybe some of the offseason stuff that might take place. depending on what's going to go in that spot. But like, look, in the end, have I lost all faith in Andy or something? No, I haven't. They did go to the previous three Super Bowls and won two of them. So like, I understand how this works, why this works. My issue is about this one part of his game in which he is unwilling to adjust or have structure or a plan for. And because in that moment, it felt like it cost him the season. Because in reality, and here's the biggest problem is, and you can't make decisions based on everything going on around you. But to win that game last night was probably to win a playoff spot. Because the Colts had just lost their starting quarterback for the year. The only other team ahead of you was the Texans, the team you were playing. You played with fire for a whole playoff spot on a game that was 10-10 and the other team couldn't move the ball. The risk simply, in no circumstance, could be justified to say it was worth it.
Yeah, the Texans,
they're just not.
The Texans' drives in the second half before that decision, 4th-and-1 on 31, the Texans went 3 plays, -4 yards. 3 plays, 2 yards. 3 plays, no yards. 3 plays, no yards. 6 plays, 19 yards. Their prior 18 plays on Texans offensively, 18 plays, 17 yards. And you said, let's give them a short field. Let's risk that there's a chance of a short field. When your defense, to that point, given you pretty good evidence, 18 plays of evidence, as a matter of fact, that the Texans were not moving the football.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.